This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thanksgiving weekend. We're thankful for you, and hopefully you're thankful for us. This is the TJV show. It's a public service on Thanksgiving Day. We have Victoria Keelan, who's here, live with Kara Schillen and me, to work our way through all of the things that are a part of what we all are expressing in terms of our being thankful. And it's the festive Thanksgiving menu. There are a lot of things that are being prepared that actually the thing that has happened in my life, anyway, I don't know whether it has happened in yours, a lot of things get cooked that never get eaten. Think, oh, isn't this beautiful? Look at this delightful dish. And who wants to eat some of this stuff? Oy.
Well, what type of things do you not like of the traditional Thanksgiving menu?
I'm not a big fan of pumpkin, squash. The things that I do like are mashed potatoes, peas, corn, a good salad, a good green salad with some Italian dressing on it. Turkey I can take or leave. One or another, I'll have a slice or two of turkey. The gravy, however, is what gets me. The best part of any Thanksgiving meal, or frankly, any meal that has a heaviness attached to it like Thanksgiving meals do, is turkey gravy. The gravy itself on mashed potatoes. I put it on everything. And then have some cornbread with it.
Cornbread, that's good.
Yeah, I'm fine. But one of the things that is troubling, and this is back to our theme that we had a little bit of fun with, what do you do with your waste? One of the things that's absurd about the amount of food that's wasted, you know, we actually discard what is the equivalent of 6 million turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Like frozen turkeys or
things that people don't eat. No,
or is it just because people don't carve it all the way and so they throw away turkeys?
Right.
And throw a bunch of meat on them.
The Natural Resources Defense Council says this is a huge environmentally impactful weekend without accounting for the water and the labor that goes into raising the turkeys. Doesn't include all the stuffing, the casseroles that end up rotting in your fridge. After how many people I do like most of the casserole stuffing, yummy if it's created the right way. Yeah, that's good stuff. But, and I don't mean this to make you feel guilty, but it's sort of a consciousness thing versus guilt. If you look at it that way in a positive way, not only today, but the entire holiday season where we have an excuse to indulge ourselves. It's fine, we're doing good things, I suppose, for the economy in a manner of speaking, but there are a lot of people who don't have enough food, and we have these stupid regulations and laws that don't allow restaurants, for example, to give away the food that doesn't get eaten. I mean, this is nonsense. And the same for those of us who don't eat all of our food. What do you do with it? Don't squander it. Don't throw it away. There are 41 million people who struggle with hunger and food waste in our country.
Unreal.
Yeah, it is. So
with all of the food supply that we have, I mean, it's true, but it's inexcusable.
There's a thing, a great service called the Food Recovery Project. Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
Food Recovery Project. And because this holiday and through the end of the year are specifically built around eating, this is the number one, but certainly around Christmas time, we're eating a lot, and New Year's, we're eating a lot. Be mindful of how much food you're making, and then if you don't use it all, do something with it. I think that's, have the turkey, eat all that good stuff, but don't throw it away. Don't contribute to the food waste problem. Come up with a way of sharing it. There are, you know, lots of different ways to do it. And that's why I sent you to the Food Recovery Project, because that's a good place to find out where in your area there are people who have needs. And, you know, you can be thankful for the fact that you don't have needs. That's one way of expressing it. But then go to the next step and give the stuff away that you don't need. Because it's hard. I mean, I understand that it's hard to be able to predict how much food people will eat and how much you really need to prepare. So this is the kind of a place in a time of the year where you go overboard. You go beyond what you need to. And so you were asking me about other things that I like. I really like a cucumber, tomato, and lettuce salad.
And I like all the things that you like, but none of them are, there's no rice at Thanksgiving. None of those things are traditional Thanksgiving foods.
I know they aren't traditional, but you asked me what I like. And
no, I know, I said what you like at Thanksgiving.
Well, I like that at Thanksgiving. Thanks.
Geez.
As it turns out today, I don't know what I'm going to have. I may go.
Sometimes I just have to give up, Kara.
Yeah, you can give up.
I'm already there.
Oh, really? So you know how much different the modern Thanksgiving meal is in comparison to the quote-unquote traditional dishes that came from the first Thanksgiving? How different? If you look into the history
weren't mashing their potatoes and slathering them with butter like we do.
No, no, they weren't doing that.
They boiled them.
They did. They cooked them in a skillet with lots of other stuff. Nothing was cooked by itself. They were all thrown into the pot, like I do with my goulash. Everything gets thrown into the same pot.
We've heard how you cook.
I probably wouldn't have liked to be there. That's why I don't like stuffing. I have this aversion to like stuff mixing, like all this random stuff mixing together. Not a fan of that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. Well, according to the Massachusetts Historical Society, because, you know,
yes.
They get to claim all the original pilgrim stuff.
Oh, yeah, right,
There was a paper, I guess, I don't know if it still exists or not. Back in the 20s and 30s, it was called the Boston Post.
Yes. Does
that still exist?
No, okay. It was a tabloid, but it did exist then, yes.
Well, apparently they had discovered that there was an earlier date for Thanksgiving than what people, I guess,
1621?
Yeah, they originally, so it, technically, the actual first Thanksgiving was on February 21st. It was not in November. So I'm not really sure where November came from, but February 21st, 1621.
Because they landed around that time and they gave thanks, but November was the end of the harvest. It was the harvest of the food that they had accessibility to. That's why they did it in November. There's no strange, marvelous reason. Well, let's give thanks on November the 24th. No. It was about when the harvest was finished and what was there to eat.
Well, that must have been the date that they picked later on, which makes sense. But they said, according to the documents that they found from the Massachusetts Historical Society, the first Thanksgiving was, like I said, February 21st. Yeah. And it was, of course, a band of starving pilgrims at Plymouth Rock or near it.
Yeah,
and they said they were
saved. Food.
The way they found out about this is because there was, when ships came in and out, they kept documents of what was on the ships and who was on the ships and things like that. And it turns out that as the pilgrims were left starving at the end of February in New England, hello, that's freezing, they were saved by the last minute arrival of a ship coming from Dublin that actually had food from Ireland. And so everything that they ate at that February 21st dinner was stuff that actually came from Ireland. So you know there were potatoes, you know there was root vegetables, things like that.
Yeah.
And they said apparently because the Irish were so unwelcome in the 20s and 30s and 40s and even 50s too in Boston at different times, you know, Irish need not apply. They hid this information that this Dublin ship had actually provided the food for the first Thanksgiving until recently. So they recently discovered that that's what the ship arrived from overseas bearing, you know, all the needed food for the pilgrims. So it's kind of interesting when you look back, like, I'm sure it makes
history,
more sense to tell other stories. But.
Of course it does, because history is convenient for those who write it. But I do know, I've looked at any number of stories about where the food came from on that first, at the end of the first season, the harvest time. There were a lot of wild turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
There were onions. There were nuts. There were duck and goose meat. because they had that stuff around. They had those things
right.
handy by. There was deer meat. The Indians brought venison, and that is understandable as well.
Right, yeah.
Also, seafood, because they were right on the coast, and they could get the... They actually had what amounts to... They didn't call them lobsters then, but that's what they had. And clams and that sort of stuff, those were available. Lots of different fish, pumpkins, squashes. There were lots of that. There still is, but in this region where I live and where this all took place... They didn't make pies, pumpkin pies, but there were pumpkins and squashes that were grown.
Probably not cranberry sauce, I'm guessing.
No. No, there's plenty of corn because that was available, had been harvested. Other vegetables, the beans, the cabbage that was grown by the locals, carrots and peas and that sort of thing. There were also plums and melons that were grown around here. Grapes, cranberries, not sauce, but just cranberry. Cranberries by themselves are harsh. They're hard and
they take a lot of cooking.
Bitter. Oh yeah, very.
I make cranberry sauce from scratch with regular raw cranberries.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to break that down and boil them, and then you add the sugar and orange zest and Grand Marnier and whatever else you want to add to it to make it not gross. But
how many different potato recipes do you think there are? How many different kinds of different ways are there? I just love
infinite,
mashed potatoes.
I'm sure. Yeah. Like, they're such a plain base that you can do anything and everything to them.
Yeah.
One of the things they say that they did have at the first Thanksgiving was Culcannon, which is an Irish recipe. It's pretty terrible. It's just boiled potatoes mixed with boiled cabbage. And butter, and that's really all it is. But they eat it all the time in Ireland, and that's one of the things that they said they had because it came from this ship that came from Dublin with the cabbages and the potatoes.
Root vegetables.
Well, if you think about it, Ireland doesn't really freeze. And so if you're growing potatoes or root vegetables in February in New England, you're not going to get any crop because everything's frozen underground.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why they were starving mostly. It was the winters that were really kind of killing them.
Yeah, they didn't have any food. They didn't have any way to process it or to preserve it. So, anyway, if you'll pardon the pun, food for thought. 19 after ZipRecruiter.com wants to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And for those of you who have a lot to be thankful for because you have your own businesses, you have a good, successful business because you have good people who help make you successful. And the smartest way to keep the good people coming, when you need to hire somebody new, you need quality, and the quality is found by using ZipRecruiter.com. If you're hiring and you want to post a job to find the best candidate, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, because that will allow you to use it for free. Listen to me, for free. ZipRecruiter, different because they don't depend on the candidates finding you. They find them from all the resumes they have in their process, in the software. And so it's a marriage made in heaven. ZipRecruiter gets quality candidates. It's a simple thing for you to try because it's free the first time around. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Been used by growing businesses of all sizes, all kinds of industries. It's just neat, whether it's the medical industry. I noticed there are a lot of jobs. I'm looking through some of the postings that they have here. There are a ton of jobs in the medical fields. So if you're at the hospitals and whoever it is that uses these, they're finding their help. You can find your help at ZipRecruiter.com. Use the code DJV, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Let you use ZipRecruiter's tools free the first time in.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thanksgiving song, folks. One of the things we do on Thursdays, for those of you who don't listen to the program every day, we have a thing in the musical section. Each hour is divided into different compartments, and in this segment of every hour, we have some musical reference, stories about contemporary singers and their songs and that sort of thing. And then we do special things like what we call Throwback Thursday, which brings the top five songs from that date in a previous year. And so for today, we have 1989 in the focus in honor of George H.W. Bush's first Thanksgiving as president, where he made it an annual tradition for presidents to pardon the turkey. I don't know if that... Can you pardon the president if the president's a turkey? I suppose. Pass that around. Anyway, Linda Ronstadt teamed up with her voice coach, Aaron Neville, for this. Aaron Neville is a very interesting guy in many different ways. The Neville brothers were great, and he was good by himself as well. Don't Know Much, number five this week in 1989. Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville.
He was really her voice coach, or did you make that up? Oh, I never knew that.
Why would I make up something like that?
I don't know. Sometimes you're a turkey.
Just one of Doug's fun facts that isn't actually real.
That's what we should have a segment called, Doug's Fun Facts. Yes, we should.
You decide what's true. Oh. That's the tag. That's
okay. Number four of this week in 1989 belongs to Billy Joel. That's a good, typical Billy Joel fare. We didn't start the fire. This is actually, I like the way this song kind of cranks up. Go ahead, Tara. Can't sit still for this. Remember, this is 1989.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so,
I remember.
Yeah. Thank you. I thought you weren't alive then.
I wasn't. That's the joke.
Thank you. Number three this week in 89 belonged to the B-52s. Song is Love Shack. Feeling you around that?
He was alive.
Yeah, I don't think he was playing yet.
I don't know. dog? He probably was. He's retired now.
I think
for a while,
he may have been paying. Yeah, I think he was. He started like in 89-ish, somewhere. So this could have been a song, his theme, Love Shack. Let's see, number two this week. Group's called Bad English, When I See You Smile. You don't remember the group, but you'll remember this song.
Definitely very typical of those 80s power ballads, you know, from rock bands.
All right, speaking of typical from the 80s, number one was a song that actually stayed at the top for 2 weeks, Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain.
How sad.
Blame It on the lip syncing.
Yeah, I was going to say, they weren't singing any of this.
My cousin had one of these cassettes, and you could actually send it back and get $1.50 back from a class action lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
I never thought there was anything going on here, even if they weren't lip singing, but people like this crap. I was going to get it. Blame It on the Rain. Number one this week, 1989. Not a memorable year for pop music, I will tell you that. It's 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, normally you see Linux sprayed into truck beds for the ultimate protection, but the company says there's a trend to spray the entire vehicle with Linux. It's like body armor. Its cool-looking rough surface is nearly indestructible. It's scratch-proof and dent-resistant. It's even used by our military. And it's the kind of protection that saves lives. Plus, you can get a great range of colors. Just sprayed my 1999 Suburban with it, and it looks great. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Start your Black Friday early. Make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums used.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now it's 34 after the hour. Happy Thanksgiving, Thursday, November the 23rd, 2017, with the DJV visitation. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. You can follow us on Twitter at OnAirVictoria, at DJV Show, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. A lot of things are posted there about Thanksgiving, helpful hints. Where do you go, give your food away? There are all kinds of warnings everywhere. I just was looking at a list of things that you shouldn't give away. The food banks will be open for Christmas. I think there were a lot of them open for Thanksgiving. But canned goods, if the can is bent, that's been the story always of giving things away. The food that's in cans that are bent, that's what was the mainstay.
Okay, can I ask a question about that?
That because sometimes they're rusty or what? Yeah, go ahead.
But the dented can thing, what does it actually mean? I mean, I know they say that you can get botulism, but I've had dented cans of soup or whatever.
Yeah,
I've never had an issue. I don't get it.
If the can is dented and it has caused a crack in the seal, the cans are sealed on the top. Remember now, Most of what you get in a can these days is cooked in the can. Before they put the label on it, they put whatever is in there, and they cook it in the can.
Oh,
microwave
really?
It, laser, all that stuff.
Okay.
And some of the things, this is not an answer to your question. It's just a warning about eating things for in general that are in the can, because the tin that is what the can's made from, that stuff breaks down under the severe heat, the microwave, the laser that's used to cook what's inside the can. So you're not only eating the stuff that's in there that's been cooked, but you're eating pieces of tin, little flakes, little things that you won't even see. So that's why people advise against eating things in a can. But as far as the dents are concerned, sometimes they put enough pressure on the seam at the top, so the seam breaks a little bit, allows air to get in there, and thus the problem with botulism or listeria or E. coli or whatever else.
So if you get a can...
It isn't from the dent itself. It's from what the dent may do to the seal at the top
okay.
of the can.
You literally finally solved, and I mean finally solved, right. a lifelong question that I've had about dents in cans. So if you have a can that's dented slightly, and you just can look at all the seams, and if there's no air or if it hasn't opened at all, then it's fine.
Right. A little crack, yeah, right. So, but that you can put to the, as Doug telling the truth taste test as well if you want to. There's
Doug's fun facts. You decide what's true.
What is true. Let's have a thought about how we, most of us are really so lucky, fortunate. So you give thanks for your own life. Thanks, God. Thank for your children. Thanks for your health, whatever it is. Here's a story that will give you cause to think. I hope most of you are more fortunate than to have this experience. The two-year-old who overcame stage 4 cancer, Gideon Purchase, the name of this youngster, 6 months old, lost his appetite, started sleeping poorly. He also became fussier than usual. His parents chalked it up to symptoms like having teeth. He was teething. There was a yellowish bruise, though, that appeared over one of his eyes. The next day it covered both of his eyes, and a lump appeared on his forehead. So they quickly took him to the doctor, and that visit yielded a devastating diagnosis, stage 4 high-risk neuroblastoma. So he was taken by medevac to St. Jude's, where scans revealed the magnitude of his disease. His face, his skull were full of cancer. All of his bones were full of cancer. He had a large tumor that was present in the middle of his body. So the mother, Katie, and her husband, Gary, devastated. St. Jude had a plan. They started Gideon on a new clinical trial that combines an antibody with chemotherapy at the beginning, middle, and end of the treatment. Saw a dramatic change in just a few weeks. Went from 84% of his marrow having tumors to zero. Many of the other tumors shrunk drastically. The tumors in his face, his arms, his legs disappeared. But he still had to endure a bone marrow transplant and then the radiation that follows that. Again, remember, this is a two-year-old kid. Underwent 15 months of treatment before he was declared healthy. Today, he's cancer-free. He's 2-and-some years old. His parents are so happy, and you can imagine how they savor every single moment that they have with this youngster. Mother said, I think the father said this quote, "It makes you appreciate the small things. Suddenly, life's problems don't seem like a big deal." He makes us treasure every day. Gideon Purchase, cancer-free, had stage 4 cancer. How many people do you know who've had this and haven't lived to tell the story?
Jeez.
But what a
Once
great
again,
thing.
Once again, St. Jude. Oh,
yep. And by the way, that's you've heard us talking about the 10 tenors who are traveling. I'm very supportive of this group. I found out about them. I wanted to have a story. And so we had the fellow that is the creator and producer of their music on with us to tell the story of the 10 tenors. And we're giving away this week CDs so you can listen for when we tell you to call to win one of these CDs from the 10 Tenors. It's Christmas music that is fabulous. And all the proceeds from the sale of the CD goes to St. Jude's Children's Research Center. All of it. Every penny. So, there's something for us to keep in mind. Again, things to be thankful for. I'm looking at some of these songs that we've come up with. And we don't usually think of Thanksgiving songs. You think of Christmas songs. And so there are a lot of people who will spend the time today and through the weekend playing Christmas music as well, and that I think is very acceptable. I think it's very. I think you have to get into the mood. It is the mood is something that's very special, and it lasts. One of the things that I think I've told you off and on over the years that I've been on the air, those of you who have listened to me for a long time, I was not much of a fan of Christmas, Thanksgiving, end of the year, because what I found out psychologically through therapy, frankly, was I didn't care for ends because I had a thing about death. I don't have the same thing about death that I used to, but it would start with my birthday on the 5th of November when I was thinking to myself, oh, damn it, I'm another year older. Ugh. I wouldn't say, oh, damn it, I'd say something a little more severe than that. And it would get me into this mindset that was so negative. And especially when the family stuff occurred when I was in my 30s, I just was kind of, ugh. And then as things progressed and I understood that it was a hopeful time, I'm not a big Christmas celebrator. For a long time, didn't care much about it. I would always work on Christmas for everybody else to have the days off, and then I'd spend time with my children. And most of the time, I would be with my former wife on Christmas. The last 6 years I've been with Meredith, I think we've spent pretty much every Christmas together. I'm trying to... I think we have. And she taught me because she had this magical view. I remember coming home the first year I knew her, and she had gotten this huge tree and brought it in. Meredith is very self-sufficient. She's very strong in every way. She brought this big, huge tree into the house, put it in the stand by herself. She doesn't like to depend on other people. She wants to move furniture, she moves it herself. So anyway, she brings this big tree in, puts it in the stand, and is decorating it. And I came home, I don't remember where I was, but it was like 8 o'clock at night. And she's up on top of the ladder putting the star up, and I just stood there and watched her and thought that this was a fabulous sort of rejoin for me to come back to Christmas and what it really is all about. And it means different things to many different people depending on whether you have a religious connection to it or just the fact that people are so giving. They are so open. They're so full of life and love. Is the generosity that gets expressed this time of year from now until the end of the year is something that unfortunately we don't see duplicated, or we haven't. I think this year, though, is an exception to that because of all the trouble that we had with the hurricanes and Houston and the giving that came about as a result of the natural tragedies this year, I think has been unprecedented. From what I can gather, anyway, my sense is that Americans opened up a lot more this year than they ever have, at least in my lifetime, for things where people needed help. Families, whole families were wiped out. Businesses wiped out. And, you know, we kind of lose the impact of that because it's not right in front of us, but it's still going on. You think overnight all those homes are going to be rebuilt that were destroyed in Florida and in Texas and Puerto Rico? No. That's going to take years.
Years, yeah.
For some of these people to reestablish themselves.
We just finished rebuilding some houses from Hurricane Sandy in New York.
Right. You know,
that was from 2012. That's 5 years ago.
Yep. So I have been reading. I'm a great believer, and I don't think I'm new to it, but I am, and I'm not even recently to it, but I didn't always believe this way about how gratitude helps you in your life. If nothing else, it'll make you sleep better if you have gratitudinous thoughts when you go to bed at night. But there's a study that was done that was aimed basically at students and how much better they slept when they jotted down a list of things they were thankful for just before they went to bed every night.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you try that exercise. Tonight, especially, write down all the things you are thankful for at the end of the day before you go to sleep, and have that be in your subconscious through your sleep tonight. Think about the blessings, and I guarantee you it will reduce your worrying. It will quiet your mind. You'll feel much, much better. That would be my just kind of a recipe, I hope, for people to think about. Gratitude, it's a fabulous thing. So, anyway, we've tried to give you the basics about the first Thanksgiving here, some of the tried and true and untested things that have come about as a result of people and the silly things that come from a historical perspective. Let's see here. I looked at this. Do you think Pocahontas saved the pilgrims?
Pocahontas?
Right.
I didn't think Pocahontas. Oh, I'm thinking of Sacagawea. Never mind. That's Lewis and Clark.
No, but you see this. Yeah, this speaks to the historical perspective that we have, because a lot of people think Pocahontas and the pilgrims were together. They weren't.
I don't think there was any. Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think there was a connection with them. Yeah.
No, there wasn't at all. No. So it's, but that kind of stuff is kind of fun because it gets rewritten, reinterpreted, shall we say. Which side of a turkey are the feathers on? Kara?
Sorry, what was that?
What side of the turkey are the feathers on?
The top part of the turkey.
No. They're on
the whole turkey?
So, all yeah, over it? I don't know. It was a trick question.
Even I know that. Yeah. I have seen a turkey in person, haven't you, at a petting zoo?
Yeah.
And feathers all the way around.
Yeah, I would. Well, I don't know. I was like, well, maybe. I've never really looked at the underside of a turkey, so maybe I thought it was wrong. I went to a petting zoo recently, and they had big turkeys, and I felt a little weird looking at them because I don't think they're going to be around that much longer.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Esther.
Esther who?
Is there any more gravy?
Oh, God.
Oh.
That was a rough one.
Wow.
I didn't say they had to be good.
Mm-hmm. Any other Thanksgiving trivia for us?
Well, I was looking through a few notes that I have here. Let's see. What else have we got? Here we go. All right. This is true or false. Miles Standish was the captain of the Mayflower. True or false? Kara?
I'll say true since she said false.
Yes, good. Kara's right.
Yes.
And Victoria's wrong.
I knew
he was not.
Yes, he was. Look it up.
Look it up.
Is this one of Doug's facts?
Well, I thought he was around long after the Mayflower landed.
I'll leave it to you to figure that out.
How old was he when he died then?
Miles Standish, I don't have that.
He was a wizard. Yeah. 400 years
old. Yeah, he was Gandalf. Piloting the Mayflower.
You see how we put modern day, and even though Gandalf, that's all made up stuff, how that can get filtered in. Now, somebody will hear you say that, and oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Someone else is going to believe that Gandalf
in the Mayflower.
Someone believes that, then I want to hang out in your universe.
All right, here in my universe, if you hang out here, you're going to start every day with a combination of fish oil and krill oil, courtesy of the folks that have done a great job, actually, in nutritional solutions for a long, long time. Purity Products has the krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 that makes such a big difference because it combines krill omega 50 with the CoQ10. So all kinds of healthy heart functions are supported, joint flexibility, the brain health, getting blood into your everywhere that they need. You need blood in your muscles, your brain. And krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 will get it there. You can get a free bottle just in time for Christmas. Give yourself a present. Call 800-355-1493 for a free introductory bottle of krill omega 50 plus. It will work for you, and they're sending you a free bottle so you can put it to the test yourself. You pay a little shipping. That's it. Claim your free bottle now of krill 50 plus. It's perfect. 800-355-1493. Do it now while you're thinking about it, please.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740.
800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
From a movie you recognize. Star Wars. In the movie news, Chuck Curry is our movie man. Happy Thanksgiving, Chucker.
Happy Thanksgiving, Doug.
Thank you. All right, so why are we playing the Star Wars theme? Latest update on what's the... when is that movie? December 15th, right? Next Star Wars.
Yes, well, actually, it'll open the 14th, which is a Thursday night before the 15th, which is a... I believe it's Friday. That's the way movies open now, Doug. Just
right.
Letting you know. Giving you an inside track there.
Thank you. Well, how do you explain the opening then on Wednesday night of the new Denzel Washington movie?
That happens sometimes, too, especially when you have Thanksgiving, which is today on a Thursday. Their strategy is to open movies the day before Thanksgiving. I'm just letting you know that.
Thank you very much. So you know how I feel. Go ahead.
We're playing Star Wars because there was a report yesterday that Star Wars The Last Jedi, which opens on December 14th, is tracking at a $200 million plus opening weekend, which means a lot of people are going to go see this movie.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, everybody, you can't...
It's pretty good. Actually, it's a pretty good Christmas gift, I think, to moviegoers.
Yeah, that's the kind of movie you like to see at Christmas instead of some of this murder and mayhem that comes out. Remember last year when that Ben Affleck movie came out on Thanksgiving about murder in the 20s or whatever it was? It was horrible.
Open that by night, Christmas.
Cool. What an awful. It did terribly, and it deserved to. So I want to have you tell me and the audience whether I can make it through Daddy's Home 2, because I like most of that. I like Wahlberg. I like Mel Gibson. I like John Lithgow, but I can't stand Will Ferrell. So should
he's
I waste
funny
my time
in Daddy's Home, though. He's good
not
in it.
Funny. He's not.
Yes, he is.
I didn't see part two yet, but I think you know, it's interesting. I read some of the reviews. There's still, I'm just being honest here, there's still a lot of reviewers that simply cannot stand Mel Gibson. And I actually read some reviews that said, why is this man, and I don't agree with this, but why is this man still working in the industry? They just will not forgive Gibson's past sins.
That's their problem.
No, it is an opinion, I guess.
All right, movie news continues in a moment right after this.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles Mikes? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that makes sense.
Friday is good. Black Friday is better. But Black Friday at Staples is better than better. Hurry to Staples this Black Friday and get an HP Stream laptop for just $199. That includes 1 year of Office 365 Personal. Staples also has deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts. TGIBF. Thank goodness it's Black Friday at Staples, where HP Stream laptops are just $199. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
While supplies last. Valid 11/23 to 11/27/17.
All right, so Chucker, in movie Doug, news, what are you expecting? Number one this weekend is going to be what?
It's going to be a toss-up between Pixar's new movie Coco and Warner Brothers' Justice League. Both should do pretty well over the Thanksgiving five-day weekend. But brace yourself, Doug, because another day, more superhero news. Actor Judd Law being cast as the male lead opposite Brie Larson in Marvel's Captain Marvel movie. Or more superhero news, Warner Brothers holding open auditions to cast Dick Grayson in the movie Nightwing. Dick Grayson is the variation of the Robin character, the Batman sidekick in the comics. They're going to do a standalone Robin movie. I'm sure you're excited about that. And right. Ant-Man and the Wasp at Paul Rudd just wrapped up filming. It's amazing, when I started doing this 24 years ago, we didn't talk a lot about superhero movies. Now every day, that's all we talk about is the superhero movie.
That's how you talk about it. I talk about
well,
it.
Well, I mean, there's really not a lot to report other than because 90% of what's being produced is a superhero movie.
Yeah. I know, it's really...
But like I told you yesterday, I recommend you see the movie Wonder. And I got to tell you, I only cried one time in my life in a movie. That's when Shelley Winters dies in The Poseidon Adventure.
Right.
But I did shed a tear at the end of Wonder. Just wanted you to know that.
Well, it ends so well. It from what I hear, it just ends fabulously well. So
very nice movie. So you got a chance to see the Denzel Washington movie, correct?
Yes, I did. And I thought it was slow in some circumstances. He's very good at being in character. He makes you believe. There are some things about the character, and he makes you believe so well. The character's kind of an annoying sort. But the film has a fabulous message to it, and I like those kind of movies, too. So, I'd give it a 7 out of 10, if you're interested in that. 10.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.